Today, the title of the message is When Glory Filled the Temple.
今天的主题是当荣耀充满圣殿中。
The passage is from 2 Chronicles chapter 5. So if you have your Bibles, please turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 5.
历代志下五章。
And I'll have Brother Charles to go ahead and read that for us.
历代志下五章。所罗门做完了耶和华殿的一切工，就把他父大卫分别为圣的金银和器皿都带来，放在神殿的府库里。那时所罗门将以色列的长老、各支派的首领，并以色列的族长招聚到耶路撒冷，要把耶和华的约柜从大卫城，就是锡安运上来。于是以色列众人在七月节前都聚集到王那里。以色列众长老来到，利未人便抬起约柜，祭司利未人将约柜运上来，又将会幕和会幕的一切圣器具都带上来。所罗门王和聚集到他那里的以色列全会众都在约柜前献牛羊为祭，多得不可胜数。祭司将耶和华的约柜抬进内殿，就是至圣所，放在两个基路伯的翅膀底下。基路伯张着翅膀在约柜之上，遮掩约柜和抬约柜的杠。这杠甚长，杠头在内殿前可以看见，在殿外却不能看见，直到如今还在那里。约柜里唯有两块石板，就是以色列人出埃及后，耶和华与他们立约的时候，摩西在何烈山所放的。除此之外，并无别物。当时在那里有所有祭司都已自洁，并不分班公职。他们出圣所的时候，歌唱的利未人亚撒、西曼、耶杜顿和他们的众子、众弟兄都穿西麻布衣服，站在坛的东边，敲拔鼓瑟、弹琴，同着他们有120个祭司吹号，吹号的、歌唱的都一起发声，声和为一，赞美感谢耶和华。吹号、敲拔用各种的乐器，扬声赞美耶和华，说：耶和华本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。那时耶和华的殿中，殿有云充满，甚至祭司不能站立公职，因为耶和华的荣光充满了神的殿。
And may the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word.
求主赐福给读他话语的人。
Perhaps you prayed for God's glory, but do you know what it entails?
或许我们有祷告神的荣耀，但是你知道这个包含了什么吗？
In our given text, this is a very exciting account surrounding the dedication of Solomon's temple.
我们今天读到章节是一个很精彩的章节，就是所罗门王献殿的章节。
Remember, decades ago, it was King David who had the desire to build a permanent dwelling place, especially to house the Ark of the Lord and to bring worship to God.
在几十年前，他的父亲大卫，他有想要为耶和华建殿，但是耶和华并没有允许。
But David was denied because he was a man of war.
但是大卫神并没有允许大卫这样做，因为他的手沾满了鲜血。
However, God promised for David's descendants to take up the task and build a permanent dwelling place unto the Lord. And that descendant was none other than his son, King Solomon.
但是神在那时候就应允大卫说，你的后代将为我建殿，这个他的后代就是他的儿子所罗门。
So now in chapter 5, the magnificent temple has now been completed. And now it's the preparation for the dedication.
第五章这边我们看到这个建殿的一切工程已经完成了，就是要献殿的时候了。
So in the beginning of the passage, all the stored treasury of gold, silver vessels were emptied out to be used for service.
我们这边一开始看到金银器皿都分别为圣的金银器皿放在神殿的府库中。
And now it seems like everything was coming together to worship the Lord.
我们看到终于什么事情，所有事情都已经水到渠成了。
Think about it, for the first time, the people of God had a permanent place to worship.
我们想想看，这个是第一次，这个神的子民，他们有一个可以敬拜神的永久场所。
All those years wandering in the wilderness, all those decades, the temple was literally a portable tent.
在这么过去这么多几十年来，这些以色列子民都只能在这个携带式的帐幕里面敬拜神。
And now God had led the people to settle in the promised land.
最后神终于带领他们进入应许之地。
Never to wander again. This is now home.
这个就是他们的家了，不用再漂流了。
And this is now a place of worship.
这个就是敬拜的地方。
And so as the temple is dedicated, God demonstrates his approval like never before when glory filled the place.
在献殿的时候，神以一种从来没有过的方式来表达他的许可，荣光充满了神的殿。
Now beginning in verse 2, the assembly kind of comes together.
我们开始看第二节的时候，我们看一样一样的事情都完成。
And it is our first point, it is the leaders that helped set up the sanctuary.
我们看到领导者准备圣殿。
And so it is the leaders beginning with the elders and the heads of tribes, they are coming together.
我们看到长老各支派的首领他们一起。
And they were present for the worship. They were not simply here for dedication.
他们不只是来这边献殿，他们是来敬拜神。
But they knew better that this was the proper pattern, this was the proper habit to worship the Lord God Almighty.
他们知道这是合宜的地点和方式。
And so as they understand and as they come together, they bring in the ark.
他们带来把约柜带来。
And as they bring in the ark, the priest brings in the ark. And remember, it had to be very special in how they brought it in.
祭司用特别的方式，神所交代的方式带进约柜。
Nobody could touch it, right?
手不能碰约柜。
And so it is placed in the inner sanctuary, the most holy place, underneath the wings of the cherubim.
放在内殿中，至圣所放在两个基路伯的翅膀底下。
Now we have to understand the significance of the ark.
我们必须要知道这个重要性，约柜的重要性。
The ark of the covenant was a symbol of power and presence of God among the people.
约柜代表是神的能力和与他们同在的象征。
You may recall the lid of the ark, the seal of the ark was called the mercy seat.
大家知道这个它的上面的盖子叫做施恩座。
It was there between the wings of the cherubim that the glory of God appeared once a year on the Day of Atonement.
神在这个赎罪日的时候一年一次出现显现在以色列民众。
And so just as the ark representing God's presence and power was returned to its proper place,The Holy of Holies, we must also be careful to keep the Lord as a central focus, especially for all we do inside the house of the Lord.
就像把约柜带回他应该要放的地方，就是至圣所。我们在我们敬拜的时候，也是中心，也是必须要是神。
In other words, we must do all we can to please the Lord, and we must do nothing to grieve His presence.
我们必须尽一切所能的来讨神的喜悦，而不让他忧伤。
And so as the ark is returned, King Solomon and the people made sacrificial offerings.
在这个约柜回来的时候，所罗门王和聚集到他的以色列众民都在约柜前献牛羊为祭。
And in verse 6 it says Solomon and all the congregation of Israel Well, it was assembled before the ark, sacrificed both sheep and oxen.
这边就是所罗门和所有的以色列会众把牛羊都献为祭。
These sacrificial animals represented the very best for the people and the king to offer.
这些牛羊是上好的牛羊，是让王和这些以色列民来献上的。
All of this was done because they valued and they honored God in worship.
因为他们在敬拜中尊崇神。
You know, back then they were required to give these sacrificial offerings. Today we may not be required to give this very same, but we offer something else, our time, our talents, and our treasures.
过去他们被要求来献上这些牛羊，现在不是，但是我们现在，我们是要献上我们的时间，才能。
And the question we have to ask ourselves is, how well do we offer our time, our talents, and our treasure before the Lord?
没有我们自己的是我们如何把自己的时间才能和宝藏献给神。
You know, when my kids were very small, I decided to give them allowances.
当我孩子还小的时候，我决定给他们零用钱。
So I told them on the allowances, you could give as much as you want or as little as you want to the Lord for offering.
我告诉他们，你们可以把我给你的零用钱拿来做奉献，任何的数量都可以。
So the older child got the allowance and put half of it in their little piggy bank and half of it into the offering.
老大把一半存起来，一半来奉献。
The youngest one got his allowance and he gave it all to the offering.
这个老幺呢，他就把全部的都奉献出来了。
And so every week I would give them their allowances And every week they did the same thing. The oldest gave half to the piggy bank and half to the offering, and the youngest one would give all of his allowances to the offering.
每个礼拜都是一样，老大就一半一半，老幺就把全部都奉献。
And this just didn't happen week after week. This has happened months after months, even year after year.
这个每个月、每年都是像这样子进行。
So I begin to kind of wonder, especially about my youngest son.
我开始想说这个老幺是想知道他的想法。
So I told him, I said, you know this is an allowance, so that means you could save or you could buy a gift for your mother and you could also give it to the offering.
我跟他说当然你可以来奉献，但是你也可以自己存起来，你可以买礼物给别人，给妈妈，给别人都可以。
And so he shook his head, he understood.
他说他知道。
But he gave all the offering.To the Lord.
他还是继续的把全部的都奉献。
So, this continues to go on week after week, month after month.
这个还是继续好几个月之后呢。
So one day I decided to play a little trick. I decided to delay the giving of the allowances.
有一次我实在是受不了，我就假装忘记给他们零用钱，看他们怎么反应。
So on Sunday morning, minutes before I'm going to preach,My youngest son comes up to me and he holds out his hand.
在我讲到前几分钟，我这个老妖跑到台前来，他跟我要手伸出来。
Now it's probably foolish of me because all I had in my wallet was big bills.
我在钱包里面都是大钞。
But he gave it all to the Lord.
他把全部都给主了。
And this was his pattern time and time again.
这个就是他每个礼拜都是这样子的一个形式。
So I asked my wife, I said, why does he give it all?
所以牧师就问师母，为什么这个老妖为什么这样做呢？
I mean, it's every time he gives it all.
他说每次都是全部都奉上献上。
Of course, my wife would tell me, you think too much.
可能师母就说你想太多了。
But as I thought about it, I understood that my child wanted to give what is honorable to give to the Lord.
但是我仔细想想的时候，我知道我的孩子希望能够用奉献来尊崇主。
And as I thought about it more, think about it as all of his needs were taken care of. He didn't have to spend money on food. He didn't have to spend money on clothes. He didn't have to spend money on toothbrush or toothpaste.
再仔细想一想，他所有的需要都已经被供给了，他不需要花钱买食物、买衣服等等。
He didn't have to spend money on toys.
他不用花钱买玩具，甚至
because of grandparents.
因为他的爷爷奶奶、外公外婆
in Chinese New Year.
在中国新年有很多的礼物。
So everything's provided for him, and so he was more than willing to give.
因为他已经有很富有了，所有事情、所有需要都已经被供给了，所以他也愿意来献上。
So all these years, I thought I was actually teaching him how to give.In actuality, he was teaching me how to give.
这么多年，我以为我在教他怎么样来奉献，其实是他在教我什么是真正的奉献。
Why hold back an offering when God provides for you?
为什么奉献有一个限制呢？我们当神已经供给我们所有的需要的时候
，Why not give the first to the Lord before you think about something for yourself?
为什么不把先一开始投身的先给神然后剩下来我们自己再想想我们的需要呢
？And we have to ask ourselves, do we give our very best in terms of our talent, in terms of our treasure and our time?
我们想一想，我们自己是不是把我们最好的献上
？Here in this passage, they didn't hold back; they give the very best.
这些以色列民他们没有任何的保留，他们全部献上。
We should give the very best when it comes to worship too.
在敬拜的时候，我们也应当把我们全部都献上。
Secondly, to notice in this passage, they gave God honorable praise.
第二点，他们献给神尊崇的敬拜。
Now, in verse 11 and 13, you notice that the priests had to consecrate themselves. In other words, adorn themselves in linen, separate themselves, and they came out as both singers and musicians.
我们看到这些祭司，他们要自洁，穿细麻布衣，他们要一起出来，来成为歌唱和演奏乐器的。
And in verse 13, it says it was the duty of the trumpeters and the singers to make themselves heard in unison and praise and thanksgiving to the Lord.
在13节讲到说，吹号的、歌唱的都一起发声，声合而为一。 感谢赞美耶和华。
And so when the songs were raised, the trumpets and cymbals and other musical instruments, they all came in unison and praising God, for He is good, His steadfast love endures forever.
所以吹号、敲拔各种乐器，扬声赞美耶和华，说耶和华本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。
In other words, they praise God through music.
他们用音乐来敬拜神。
When it comes to praise, we have to notice that the Psalms and Scripture is used for corporate worship.
我们知道在诗篇的、这个所记载，这个诗篇许多是用来敬拜、敬拜在团体敬拜的敬拜神用的。
So that phrase, He is good, His love endures forever, it comes from the book of Psalms, it comes from the songbook.
所以耶和华本为善，他的慈爱永远长存，是从诗篇出来的。
And so it was very honorable, and it was not simply just for the priests, but for everybody to give God honorable praise and music.
所以不只是对祭司来讲，对所有的人来讲都是合一的，向上神现在这样献上这样的敬拜。
And so for the musical lyric, it was based upon scripture.
所以这些歌词是根据、经文里面的一个记载。
You know, in any worship service, we need to preach the word, we need to hear the word, and we need to sing the word.
在任何的组织崇拜里面，我们要教导神的话语，要听神的话语，也要唱神的话语。
God was praised in music, and He was also praised specifically for His goodness and His enduring love.
我们在音乐里面敬拜神，他的美好和长存的慈爱。
When we sing, we sing His praise, we sing of His goodness and His everlasting love.
我们歌唱，我们颂赞他的美好和永长存的慈爱。
Being God's creation, we are designed to worship. We are designed to give God's praise.
我们是神所造的，我们的心意神的心意是要我们来向他献上颂赞。
But only when we are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, we can give God's praise.
但是唯有在我们被羔羊的宝血覆庇遮盖的时候，我们才能够献上合一的敬拜。
Can I tell you something very personal?
我能够告诉分享一些我个人的事情吗？
Before I accepted Christ, I would go to the various Christian meetings.
在我成为基督徒之前，我会去不同的基督教的聚会。
I was very intrigued to hear from the Word of God.
我听到这些神的话语是很有兴趣。
And so for every Christian meeting or any Sunday service at church, you know, I would hear from the Word of God.
当然在这个主日的时候，我会听到神的话语。
But before I heard from the Word of God, I heard music and there was singing.
在这个之前，我会听到这个这些歌，这些敬拜。
I was not used to singing. I'm not exactly the most musical person.
我的音乐素质造诣不是很好，所以说我这个听的音乐不是我的强项。
So usually I was like this.
通常我是只是在听而已。
My lips were closed.
我的嘴唇是紧闭的。
But then.When I understood the gospel,
但是当我知道了福音之后
when I understood that Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sins, and I believed and repented before Him,
我知道耶稣基督为我的罪死在十字架上，我在他面前悔改的时候
then all of a sudden my arms start to loosen up a little bit.
我的这个交叉的双手就打开了。
Then my lips started to sing, however bad it was.
我的嘴唇虽然唱出不见得好听，但是我嘴唇开始唱歌。
But I sang of God's goodness and His love endures forever because I meant it, because I experienced it from His gospel truth.
我唱神的美好，因为我亲自经历到透过福音的大能。
And so I'm asking you here today, are you singing because God is good, and He's been good to you with the salvation He brings.
我们今天向神献上我们的敬拜，是因为神对我们好，神对我们有永恒的慈爱吗？
Do you fully understand and believe that Christ died on the cross for your sins, and by His Spirit you will be enabled to give Him the proper and honorable praise?
我们是不是知道神为我们的罪而死，因为他的灵，我们能够在他面前献上合一的敬拜呢？
Remember, praise is not simply by the mouth, but from the heart.
敬拜不是嘴唇的敬拜，而是从心的敬拜。
And so, for every believer here, we understand that God is good, and He has been good to us because of the salvation He brings us.
我们所有相信的人知道说，神对我们是美好，是好的，他透过他的爱子耶稣的缘故。
That's why we give him praise. That's why we give him honorable praise.
这就是为什么我们向他献上尊崇的敬拜。
So let the redeemed praise. Let those who have been saved rejoice in the Lord.
让我们所有被拯救的人来向神献上我们敬拜。
The third point I want to get to here is that God revealed his righteous glory.
第三个我要分享的是彰显神彰显他公义的荣光。
Now, I really like this passage because it says the house of the Lord was filled with the cloud and so that the praise and glory would stand to minister because of the cloud for the glory of the Lord filled the house.
我真的很喜欢这一段经文，他在讲到说神的殿中有云充满，然后这些人都敬拜着不停，然后这个神的荣光充满了殿。
And it says in verse 14, So the priest could not stand to minister because of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord filled the house.
在十四节里面，甚至祭司不能站立供职，因为耶和华的荣光充满了神的殿。
If you want to get rid of your pastor, just bring the glory of God, right?
如果你想不喜欢你的牧师，就把神的荣耀充满这殿。
Because the glory of God kind of squeezed the pastor out, right?
神的荣光展现的时候，牧师也要站在一边。
Let me tell you, if that happened, I wouldn't mind being squeezed out because of God's glory.
如果神的荣光真的显现的时候，我不介意站在旁边。
The word glory means weight, in other words, heavy as in importance.
荣耀这个字意思就是它有是有重量，是有分量的意思。
And so when the glory fills, it is the manifest presence of God, and so it is very overwhelming.
所以这个荣耀，神的荣耀彰显的时候，是神同在的一个彰显。
And so here's a quick application for us understanding this concept.
所以这个是怎么样？我们怎么样来应用它
？When we design worship service, in other words, when we figure out what goes into the worship service, it's not to attract people, but to attract or focus on God and His glory.
我们在安排教会的敬拜的时候，主要的重点不是怎么样吸引人，而是怎么样让人来。把目光集中在神身上。
That's why we should start our service seeking God, and that is why we close the service by being blessed by God.
这也是为什么我们的敬拜从寻求神开始，以接受神的祝福结束。
So we do have to ask the question.
所以我们必须要问这个问题。
Is it possible for God's glory to fill this house, this sanctuary?
神的荣耀有没有可能充满这个圣殿，我们现在所在的这个圣殿。
We know that the glory of God is not because of the music, not because of one individual or not, not because of the fine decor.
神的荣耀并不是因为音乐或是一个人或是因为美丽的装饰而降临。
But the glory of God comes through two conditions, history and holiness.
神的荣耀降临的有两个原因，一个是历史，一个是圣洁。
If we completeHistory, that is God's work, and if we cultivate holiness, the glory of God may come.
如果我们完成我们的历史，也就是神的功，我们追求圣洁，神的荣耀自然会降临。
Let me tell you, when you look through Scripture, anytime people understand their time in history, and they complete the task that God had given to them to do, God is glorified.
在经文里面我们看到任何人只要了解他们在历史中的定位神的功他们完成神所托付的使命神就被尊荣了。
And so for us, when we discern that we are in God's redemptive plan and seize the moment to accomplish what God wants us to do, then we will know even more of His presence, we'll be more in awe of His love, His power, His glory.
所以我们能够辨明他的计划他的救恩的计划我们把握住每个时间我们就会因为他的爱能力和荣耀而顺服。
Think of the passage here. It was a certain time in history that the temple had been completed after all these years, even decades.
我们来看看回想这个经文在历史上的某一个时间点这个事情发生他们在几十年的准备之后终于有要献殿了。
They had finally brought the Ark of the Covenant to its initial resting place.
他们终于把约柜要放在他永久安放的地方了。
The Ark is to remind people of God's presence, His power, His promises.
约柜要提醒大家是神的能力，神的同在。
The Ark reminded them about history, particularly how God delivered them from Egypt.
约柜也提醒他们神怎么样把他们带出埃及。
They are in the promised land because God delivered them.
他们在应许之地，因为神带他们出来，进入应许之地了。
That is history.
这个就是历史。
Then we think about the temple itself that actually, if you think about it, all those years, you know, all those even decades upon decades without a central place of worship, now they have it.
我们想到这个地点，我们这个看到这个会幕，终于在几十年的等待之后，终于有一个永久的地点了。
Those 40 years wandering around in the desert in a portable tent, right?
在四十年里面，他们用这个暂时的这种帐幕来敬拜神。
And if you remember of your Old Testament history, the first two kings, Saul and David, the tent was still in use, right?
我们如果回想到这个前两个王扫罗和大卫，他们那时候还是用帐幕。
And now in our passage, the temple is done. It is completed, and it's very, very grand.
在现在我们看到的是这个终于圣殿终于完成了，这个是非常华美的。
The ark is placed in its proper place.
这个约柜放在它应该要放的地方。
And every work that was done on the house of the Lord was finished complete.
所有这个会幕里面它要求都已经完成了。
So all the work is done, and this is the reason why the glory of God came because the finished work based upon God's promise.
在会众们依照神的指示完成了每一件事情的时候，神的荣耀就充满了圣殿。
Brothers and sisters, the work is not done here at Chinese Grace Bible Church.
弟兄姐妹们，我们在这边的工作还没有完成。
There are still souls to be won for Christ.
我们在外面还有许多失丧的灵魂。
There are still believers that need to be discipled, need to grow in maturity.
有许多信徒需要被训练造就。
There is still a need for a biblical balance of elders to need to be in this church to help lead this church.
我们还必须要有一个圣经的平衡，有关长老的设立。
Do you know what else is needed in this church?
你知道我们教会还需要什么吗
？We need to cultivate holiness.
我们必须要培养圣洁。
That is living a life that's very distinctive and very separate.
我们要分别为圣。
You know how the people did it? They sacrifice.
这些人他们牺牲。
They did so in an abundance.
他们丰丰富富的摆上。
Because worship mattered to them.
对他们来说敬拜很重要。
Having their sins atoned for mattered to them.
他们罪被赎也很重要。
And in verse 11 it says,When the priests sanctified themselves, they did it without any regards to division.
这边在十一节讲到说，他们自洁的所有利未人自洁的时候，他们不分他们的支派。
So it didn't matter what tribe that they came from, what background the Levites were from. They simply sacrificed themselves, set themselves apart in purity and cleansed by God.
所有利未人不分支派，不分背景，自己分别为圣，让神来洁净他们。
The priests were concerned about just one thing.
祭司他们担心的是只有一件事情。
And that is holiness before the Lord and before the people.
他们在神面前是不是圣洁？他们在百姓面前是不是圣洁？
Now before I ask you, I have to ask myself, am I that focused? Am I that concerned about holiness?
在我问你之前，我先要问我自己，我自己是不是关心圣洁
？And now I could ask you, are you concerned about holiness in your life and in the church？
我也可以问大家，在我们的生命里面，在我们的教会里面，我们关不关心圣洁
？Holiness is manifested, especially the way we relate with one another and the way we live.
圣洁是在我们的生活的每一个角落都要彰显出来的。
Do we see ourselves as vessels of grace, vessels of mercies?
我们自己是不是一个恩典的器皿？
This is the cultivation of holiness, living a very distinct life for the glory of God.
这个就是培养圣洁的过程，过一个分别为圣、非常不同的生活。
You know, when we do finish the work of the Lord here, and when we do cultivate the holiness here, the glory of God will be evident.
当我们完成了神的工，当我们培养了圣洁之后，神的荣光就会很明显。
And it's not me guaranteeing it; it's actually Jesus guaranteeing it.
这不是我所说的，这是耶稣所承诺的。
We know through Scripture, Book of Revelation, Jesus is going to present the church. He is going to present this church in all of its splendor.
这个在启示录里面，耶稣会把这个圣洁无瑕的教会呈现出来。
And it's not because of us, it's because of Jesus' sanctifying work in us.
这个不是出于我们，乃是出于耶稣基督洁净了我们。
Do you realize what God is going to do in our midst and He's doing right now?
我们知不知道神在我们当中所做的工和他现在所做的工吗？
There's a reason why we cannot take any credit whatsoever because it's all because of Christ.
因为都是因为耶稣基督，所以我们没有人能够夸口。
All because of how Christ sanctified us through His Word.
神用他的话洁净了我们。
All because of Christ, how one day that He will present the church in all of its splendor before God.
耶稣有一天会把我们教会在神面前毫无瑕疵的献给神。
Brothers and sisters, that should motivate us to live even more so a distinct and holy life before God.
弟兄姐妹们，这样子一个盼望应该要激励我们过一个圣洁，过一个分别为圣的生活。
It's in our destiny because of Christ.
这是在我们的命定里面，因为是在耶基督里面。
I'll say this, sometimes we think holiness is way over there.
我们有时候想到圣洁，会觉得说高不可，遥不可及。
Holiness is possible because all because of Christ.
圣洁是有可能的，因为耶稣基督他已经完成了。
We are called out to live distinctively for Him.
我们被呼召出来是要活出圣洁。
And collectively, when we do it as a church, all the glory to God.
所以我们一同的来活出圣洁的时候，我们把荣耀颂赞都归给主。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we have worshiped you and begun this service, just praising you for your holiness.
主，我们在敬拜开始的时候，我们来颂赞你的名。
We understand our own sinfulness, our own vulnerability.
我们知道我们自己的软弱，我们知道我们自己的罪。
We know we cannot be righteous by ourselves.
我们自己没有办法称义。
But it's only because of Christ, His redemptive work on the cross.That we can be righteous before you.
这一切都是因为耶稣基督在十字架上完成的救赎的工作。
And it's the righteousness that Christ gives us.
这个义是耶稣基督归算给我们的。
Father, we pray that the lives that we live, the words that we say, the actions that we do will glorify and honor you.
愿我们手中所做的工，口中所说的话，我们的行为，一言一行都代表了你。
It is distinctively different from the world.
这跟世界上有许多的不同。
And it's pleasing in your sight.
这些在你眼中看为美的事情。
Help us to live a life that's pleasing and empowering of your presence.
求主帮助我们过一个为得胜的生活。
To you be the glory.
愿荣耀都归给你。
In Jesus' name.
耶稣基督的名求。
Amen. Amen.